Support for this podcast comes from San Francisco International Airport. At SFO, you can discover award-winning flavors and unique shops all before takeoff. Learn more about what's at SFO at flysfo.com.
From KQED.
This is the California Report. Good morning. I'm Lily Jamali. At least 7 million Californians have lost their jobs since the pandemic began earlier this year. Many of those struggling to make ends meet and feed their families still have not gotten their unemployment benefits. The California Report's Mary Franklin Harvin brings us the story of one man who had to make a full-time job out of fighting for his benefits.
Last week, Antonio Real finally got an Employment Development Department worker on the phone who could recertify his claim.
I told him, I go, dude, you got wings, you're going to heaven, you know.
Real, a makeup artist and TV stand-in who lives in West Hollywood, says he's called EDD 5,600 times since March.
I have it on speed dial. Let me tell you, I have it on speed dial. I even know, like, the codes. You press 1673 to get through. You put in your social security number, press 1, and now they have it where it just hangs up on you. Sorry, we can't help you, you know, once you do all that.
Real is 56. In the last 5 years, he says he's survived cancer and a heart attack. He'd just gotten back into a routine with work last July.
I was starting to get, you know, my mojo back. I was trying to get on top of my bills because the cancer had bankrupted me pretty much.
Then COVID-19 hit. First, he applied for regular unemployment, but EDD said he wasn't eligible.
Because, because I had cancer, I hadn't put in enough time. They go 18 months previous, and I was sick. So they said that I didn't have enough hours to qualify.
He kept trying and finally got 8 weeks worth of pandemic assistance. Unemployment recipients are required to recertify their applications every 2 weeks. It's a process even EDD says is confusing. And if the applicant makes a mistake on the form, it won't go through and their payments will stop. And there's another hurdle. The people who have the most direct access to update those forms generally just work morning hours.
Those are the only people that can really change your account unless they call you back for an appointment. So the lady, I had her go question by question by question. And I'm telling you, I had her on the phone for an hour and a half. And I said, okay, what do I mark here?
For Antonio to get recertified, it took more than 2,000 calls and hours on the phone with 7 different representatives. He says he also got some assistance from his assembly member, Richard Bloom. Now Rael is working on squaring the debt he's built up while trying to get through to EDD. So far, he's safe from eviction because of a state moratorium. But that may end as soon as next month. He also got a $1,000 grant from a local nonprofit to put towards his housing costs.
But I'm still 3 months behind on my rent. I owe $600 in, like, utility bills. I probably shouldn't be saying all this on but I'm behind on everything. My credit score is 150 points down.
And he still doesn't think he'll be able to get work in his field anytime soon.
They're like, you know, oh, well, they don't want to go back to work. There's no work to go to, dude. You know, it's like the entertainment industry is shut down. I mean, I can't go to a job. I mean, there's jobs as a grocery clerk, but why should I put myself in harm's way?
While he waits for jobs in his industry to open up again, Rael is spending his time organizing classes for kids stuck at home right now.
I'm actually starting my online art classes for children. Right now, I was just assembling some shelves that I went to IKEA and purchased. I'm not spending a lot of money because I needed it to pay, you know, make sure I have the rent. And I'm an artist, so I can do it really inexpensively. And I'll start filming the art classes, posting them on Udemy and also on YouTube.
And he's also staying active on social media, posting about his experience to try to help others who may be even worse off than he is. For the California Report, I'm Mary Franklin Harvin.
Support for this podcast comes from Outdoor Supply Hardware, inviting listeners to Osh's big anniversary sale celebration, May 20th through the 26th, featuring daily deals, $15,000 in giveaways, 20% off store-wide on Saturday and Sunday, and a lot more. Learn more at osh.com.
Did you ever wonder what it's like to live alone? Hidden in the woods, not speaking to a single soul for 30 years. Or wander the desert, uncover a hidden well, and dive to the bottom of the deepest water hole for 2,000 miles. The Snap Judgment Podcast takes you there with amazing stories told by the people who live them, with an original soundscape that drops you directly into their shoes. Snap Judgment. Listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, we wanted to get some clarity for all those Californians who still haven't even gotten as far as Antonio Real has, and follow up on some issues that are routinely holding up applications within the system. For instance, why was it so hard for Real to get through to someone who could actually make adjustments on his application? Real said those people only work from 8 a.m. to noon. Lori Levy, a spokesperson for the state's Employment Development Department, confirmed that the more complicated questions are reserved for certain EDD representatives who work morning shifts.
The more experienced representatives we have that require about 6 months of training, they're the ones that we try to reserve to be able to actually take claims over the phone in the mornings, and then they process claims in the afternoon so that we don't get behind on payments.
EDD is in the process of hiring more than 5,000 new workers, but according to Levy, the issue isn't too few staff to help with those trickier questions. It's the number of people tying up the phone lines with simpler ones that could be answered with online resources.
I talk to a lot of people who have spent so much time trying to get through on the phone lines, and when I get their question, it was easily answered just by looking at those top FAQs that we change up every week based on what we're hearing from customers.
But Levy also acknowledged other parts of EDD's site can be confusing, like the form people have to complete to recertify their application every 2 weeks, the same form that kept Antonio Real's payments in limbo all those months.
On the biweekly certification, question number one asks, were you too sick to work? And question number two asks, was there any reason other than sickness or injury where you couldn't accept a job offer?
EDD's Levy says a lot of people are answering yes on the second question because they think of COVID-19 as the reason they aren't getting job offers. But she says as long as you're not too sick to work, you should answer no. Governor Gavin Newsom has announced a team to revamp the department's dated digital presence and also promised to streamline communications with applicants who have yet to get payments. Assemblymember David Chu of San Francisco says he's glad the governor's taking notice of the issues, but says the efforts he announced will, quote, only scratch the surface of the disaster that is EDD. And that is the California Report for this Monday, August 3rd, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Lily Jamali. Thank you for listening.
Support for the California Report comes from Paint Care. Ideas for storing leftover paint to keep it fresh and tips for using it up can be found at paintcare.org. Water heaters only. Specializing in the repair and replacement of water heaters since 1968, licensed and insured, open 24 hours a day every day. Learn more at waterheatersonly.com. And Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose philanthropy harnesses the power of people and science to create innovative solutions for a healthy environment, just societies, and opportunities for human achievement.
Did you ever wonder what it's like to live alone? Hidden in the woods, not speaking to a single soul for 30 years. Or wander the desert, uncover a hidden well, and dive to the bottom of the deepest water hole for 2,000 miles. The Snap Judgment Podcast takes you there with amazing stories told by the people who live them, with an original soundscape that drops you directly into their shoes. Snap Judgment. Listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you love learning about the San Francisco Bay Area? Its history, its people, its unique blend of cultures? Then you should check out the Bay Curious book. I'm Katrina Schwartz, editor and producer on the Bay Curious podcast, and I'm here to let you know that for the month of May, we've worked out a sweet deal for KQED podcast listeners. Right now, you can get the Bay Curious ebook for $1.99. That's right, $1.99. Just search for Bay Curious wherever you get your ebooks or find a link in our show notes. This offer does expire at the end of the month, though, so you'll want to act on it fast. Happy reading.
Hi, I'm Sasha Coca, host of the California Report magazine. Every week, we bring you stories about what connects us in the giant, diverse Golden State. Because what happens in California changes the world.
I love this place. We were once seen as, like, the place to be, California. The land of milk and honey. That's where you go to Sunshine State. But we just have challenges right now.
KQED's California Report magazine. New episodes drop every Friday, wherever you get your podcasts.